So I shared with Chi Wei last night the Bodhisattva precept, because there are people who has doubt. Did the Mahayana teaching, he asked me, really taught by the Buddha? So I said, why you think that way? Why you want to go and question that? The Buddha taught the Kalama under the Kalama Sutta. Whatever great religious teacher that passed by to teach you or whatever, the advisor Kalaya, the Kalama people is, not even my teaching. You don't have to believe it. You investigate. Now, the criteria is very simple. First, if I follow, I cultivate, does it hurt me? Does it harm others? If it doesn't hurt me, doesn't harm others, then there's no problem with that. After that, the second condition is, if it don't harm me, it don't harm others, why not? Do it. If it's really the truth, stand up to investigation, I will reap all the beautiful benefit and understanding. Based on this, you will not go wrong. Understand? Not? So, you look at all these things that I ask you to do under the Bodhisattva vow. Does it harm you? Does it harm others? That is more important than that. Then the other thing about the Mahayana teaching is, listen attentively. Because these teachings are for enlightened people to comprehend. Before you are enlightened, you cannot understand the teaching. So, to comprehend this teaching, you need to have past parami. So that's why when you take the vow, when you have affinity, the moment you have condition to listen to this type of truth or teaching, you like connect and awaken. Then like Weiming, the sixth patriarch, straight away the Bohi mind activated, understand? By itself, any truth you come across, wherever there is Dhamma. So this is what is more important and more critical than the thought telling you to question all this out of what? Out of delusion, out of selfishness. If you want to protect your teaching, you think your teaching, Theravada, is the only one. You're scared to be wrong. Then Mahayana is supposed to be the larger vehicle, the great vehicle. Yours is the small vehicle, or the orthodox tradition of the Thera. So because of that, they come up with this type of question which are doubt. They're not sure, but they don't have open mind. So you do this, you create karmic obstruction. So when you come, even you have certain affinity with Triple Gem, then you have occasion to meet up with people who can teach you the Mahayana teaching or the Sutta and all this Bodhisattva way, but you tend to doubt. Understand? So this is where you have to avoid all this based on understanding. Otherwise, you become coming up somewhere. If you tell people all this, like unknowingly, you try to protect your Theravada tradition, then it ends up creating karma. So in future, when you have condition to receive this, the first thing, like what happened to Chi Wei, is to generate that thought. Even like yesterday, ask him to invoke power of merits for causes and conditions to turn around the I recovery. He said, Brother Theo, isn't this craving? We are coming from the public. You tell people this is craving. That you cultivate the Dhamma, then you believe you progress, then the properly accepted one is what? You must not have craving. Good food, then not eat. You tell people, cannot, this is a craving. This is coming, without you knowing it. It backfires. So in future, When you count, you will have that conditioning, that coming obstruction, and all this will be in the way. That's why when you are not sure, you don't have the understanding. Have an open mind. Always remember. Don't try to be right. Don't try to associate yourself with something that you have no understanding or knowledge of. Because that will limit you. That will create coming obstruction. Okay? So now I read on the third aspiration, then you tell me whether any different or is an enhancement of what the Theravada tradition do. So now I read to you. Having developed the above right view, the two very important ones, this nature of my vow to always keep the following three sets of pure precept, following the advice of all Sama Samuda. Got problem now? So what is the first one? To avoid all evil and to understand clearly what constitutes evil, the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. This pure precept of a Bodhisattva is an enhancement of the first advice of the Buddha. Understand or not? Does it harm you? Does it harm others? It enhances and make you cultivate with clearer understanding. And the second advice of the Buddha is what? To cultivate all wholesomeness that they put into complete, to cultivate all virtue and blessing. Then they don't stop there, you know, leading to what? Got problem, huh? It's an enhancement of what the second advisor, where you only cultivate wholesomeness wherever there is condition. This is to cultivate all, no, the word is all, no, virtue and blessing, no, leading to the perfection of them all. This is what the Bodhisattva cultivate. 10 perfection leading to enlightenment. Anuttara Samyat Sambhogi, the Sama Sambuddha Buddha. Then the third one is what? Purify the mind and develop the wisdom to liberate, so that first noble true reality don't hit you, understand not? But the third one, that the pure precept that the Buddha actually taught the Mahayana under the Lotus Sutta, the three set of pure precept. The third one is what? To cultivate wisdom, to help liberate and take across all sentient beings. This is way beyond just train yourself to realize the wisdom to liberate your mind. That's why the sainthood way just do that. But the Mahayana is to cultivate wisdom to perfection via Prajna Paramita Sutta or Prajna Paramita Perfection to help liberate and take across all sentient beings. This one connects to the first basic vow of the Bodhisattva to enable you to have the mind that can allow you to take rebirth without avijja. Understand? Now this one is tuned to love and compassion and wisdom to fulfill this vow. Otherwise, the causes and conditions for you to come back cannot materialize. The law of karma is there, understand not? Even after you become arahant. Because unenlightened being, law of karma always there. After you become enlightened, doesn't mean the law of karma is not there. Your karmic nature is still there, understand not? Then, to take rebirth, you need one. Normal one is avijja at the moment of death, understand not? Means the last thought moment when you die, you have ignorance. And then, you cannot choose to come, understand? You have to come. Your karma conditions you to come. You take the Bodhisattva vow, you have a karmic nature, it can create the vehicle for you. But you don't have a thought that can take inception because of avijja. So how you come? That's why the Bodhisattva to the Sammasambuddha Gayatri, no, I have to connect to the existential world's conditioned Dhamma. Understand? How to connect? I make this vow, understand? Until it becomes part of nature's law within the conditioned world. You understand? That's why the first vow is this, love and compassion. I vow to liberate the limitless living beings and take them all across.